base of operation or a sounding board or a testing board for the community. It was recognized in the 60s that minorities had little or no voice at all in those things that determine what they do on a daily basis or throughout their whole life. The Community Action Program's primary responsibility is to organize people in the community to assist them in various things that they might need in a community. We first started off with things such as trash pickup, lights, adequate housing, which were rodent problems, which is a vector concern, police brutality in the communities and that sort of thing, intention to sensitize policemen to the needs of the black community and actually the sensitivity that they needed in order to deal in the community. Out of that grew councils, what were considered as being neighborhood councils. Neighborhood councils were developed in various parts of the every community. And these persons were seated on an advisory board, an advisory committee that had direct linkage with the five neighborhood centers I was talking about. Each one of them have a community advisory board. Now, since the program was set up with blacks primarily in mind, most of the facilities of the Community Action Program are located in the black community. Here in recent years, I guess in the mid-70s, has been this concern from the government and other entities within the community about ethnic entities, about discrimination in the Community Action Program. Primarily what people are saying is that then the program is not meeting the need of poor people in general in a community. It seems as if that the government completely and people that set these programs up forgot that there were poor whites in this country, a whole lot of poor Mexicans in the country. But at that time, Mexicans were being carried on the census as being white. It was as though this Hispanic business was just, you know, the word Hispanic to me, I probably only realized it even being in existence 2 years ago. And what has happened is that, man, another thing is happening with the Hispanic thing. That means that everybody that has a Spanish surname, no matter what color they are thrown into this bag as a Hispanic, just by their Spanish surname. Then you have the concerns of, like I said, poor whites, Mexican Americans, or Hispanics as they call them now, from the government, lumping or grouping of Spanish surnames. What are community action programs doing? Are they meeting the needs of all the people in the community? Well, I can tell you that now. No. Because then the program was set up with guidelines that specified that where necessary and feasible, that person who worked in these centers, that the ethnic makeup of the staff should be similar or as close to the ethnic makeup of the community. Well, if you set up all the programs, all the centers in black neighborhoods, what are you going to come up with all what other than almost a total black staff? Then there's a concern that I have that then the truth of the matter has never been told. The federal government and other ethnic entities within the community will say, well, the Community Action Program needs to be doing more. But the Community Action Program, ever since, for the last, I would say, for the last six